Akosua from Ghana. My name is Akosua. I am 31 years old and I live in Winterthur since 9 years. I am married to a Swiss and we have a daughter. I grew up in a village close to Accra with 5 brothers and 4 sisters. My sisters and I had to help my mother with the housework when we were small, cleaning, cooking, and washing of clothes. We did not have much time during the day to play. In the evenings, we sat down together and told stories and cracked jokes. My parents are farmers. Almost everything we ate came from our farm. My mother worked on the farm. She was also responsible for us children and the food. All the children had to help with planting, harvesting, weeding, and collecting of firewood. My mother sold the cassava, corn, pepper, and banana. My father always wanted to collect all the money from selling the food from my mother. She always secretly kept a few coins for herself and used it sometimes to buy some few things for us. She was so nice. When we children were a little older, we started selling iced water on the streets and earned some little money for our big family. My best friend was my cousin. She was as old as I and lived opposite our house. We went to school together and helped each other with the housework. Sometimes we played skipping together or told each other stories when we had a little time. One day we found an old dolly. We repaired the dolly nicely and I kept it for some time, and later on my cousin could also keep it for some time. I went to school for 5 years. My parents could neither read nor write. They were proud that all of us could go to school for some years. I liked it at school. My school uniform was also very nice. It was very expensive, and we were a lot of children in my family. I could write nicely, and one day my teacher praised me in front of the whole class. I was very proud. It was also very important at school that our nails, teeth, and clothes were clean. I was afraid the teacher might complain about me, but he never said anything. We also had to help to clean the school. I was used to it from my housework. I had an auntie living in the city that was married to a rich man and had 5 children. She lived in a villa and had a lot of house helps. After completing school, I was allowed to visit her. I traveled a long distance with the bus. My few clothes were in a plastic bag. My auntie saw it and did not say anything. After a few days, she gave me a traveling bag and a lot of clothes. I have never forgotten this. I felt like a big lady when I returned to my village after some weeks. I started to dream about living in a city and not having to work a lot. When I was 17 years, I met a Swiss man. He worked in Accra for a big company as a technician. He came to the market by accident when I was selling fruits and vegetables. He always came and we got to know each other better. After 2 years, I was prepared to go to Switzerland with him. Our daughter got then born in Switzerland. She does not have to work so much at home. She should have a lot of time to play. I would like her to have a good education and a good future. I also pay for extra classes for her in the subjects she is weak at.